This past Thursday, I celebrated the anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood. It was my 37th anniversary, 37 years of being a priest. That's a lot of priestiness, you know, that's a lot of priesthood. And I kind of took the day off. It was kind of a reflective time. But it was a time to really confirm, in my own experience, how much not only the church has changed, but how much the world and culture around us has changed in various different ways. And so the church of 37 years ago is different than the church now. And I think the church 37 years from now will be different than the church now. And so as we go through this, as we grow into our, what I like to suggest, our maturity, some people will say that the church is in decline, attendance is in decline, churches are in decline. And I just can't see it that way. I, as I've said a couple weeks ago, I really think that the church is in its infancy. And I think that we're being called and challenged to grow into a process of maturity and being deeply called to who we are to become as church. And so that can be a scary experience. You know, as children grow from infancy to childhood to adolescence, and the church is growing as well. I'm not sure all those terms fit the church perfectly, but I do think we're going through a time of change, a time of paradigm shift in what the church needs to be, as it has always done in its history. What does the church need to be in its time and in its place? So today was our annual meeting, and it's an opportunity for me to kind of pause a moment and reflect on our parish, on the church as a diocese and a larger experience of it. The annual meeting for me is always, this day is always a time to almost take like a snapshot and just stop for a second, hold, and just look at where we are, a little bit of where we've been and perhaps where we're going as church. And so in that context, I'd like to share a few thoughts with you this morning. Brian McLaren is someone some of you may know as he's a writer, an author, who writes about church life, spiritual journey. And he gave a talk a few years back. And I've shared this story with folks in different settings, but I want to share it with you today because it helps me to put in context what I feel I want to share with you today. A few years back, Brian McLaren was asked to speak at a youth conference. And it was a youth conference of youth from all over the country, from many different denominations, from many different congregations, gathered together. And he was asked, invited to come and give a talk. He wasn't given a topic. Sometimes that's more difficult than being given a topic. But he was invited to come speak. And so he wasn't sure what he wanted to say to this gathering. But he did have an idea of a kind of an opening exercise that he wanted to invite the folks into and then see where it went from there, which is kind of a daring thing to do. So he gathered, and he was speaking on a platform, something like this, and he had a flip chart over here with flip chart paper and a flip chart over here with flip chart paper. And he had the magic marker. And he asked, I want to ask you a question of the youth. He says, you all come from different congregations, different churches throughout the country. I want you to share with me, reflecting on your church, on your congregation, you know, where's the energy? Where's the focus of life that you, as you're experiencing that church, what's going on right now in your parish, in your congregation? So, you know, youth started raising their hands, and one said, we're going through a time of trying to find some new music in our congregation. There's a committee being set up to look at a new hymnal, you know, that we may want to experiment with. And so we're looking at making some changes. So I said, you know, new hymnal survey. Someone else, one youth said, well, I'm hearing at my parish is that we have this gravel parking lot. And people are getting really upset because when they walk in to church, especially in dry times, it's all dusty and people are complaining their shoes are getting dirty and their cars are shooting up dust. And so there's a big controversy going on in the parish about whether we should kind of put down asphalt on the driveway and the parking lot and just do away with all that. So there's lots of talk about that and who's going to pay for it, how are we going to do it. So he wrote, you know, parking lot. He wrote that down. Any other kinds of things? Well, another youth raised his hand and said, well, our pastor just retired, And there's a lot of conversation going on about what do we need in the new pastor. Should it be someone younger, someone older, someone from a different experience? And okay, you know, pastor, search. And the list went on. Then he said to the young folks, I want to ask you another question. And I'm going to write the answers on this flip chart side. I want to ask you, when you get together with friends of yours and you have conversations about things that are important to you in your life, where's the energy around that? What is it that you find yourselves engaging with? Hands went up. One youth said, I think the issue of starvation in our world is an issue that the friends I have are concerned about. When you look at people in the world who have nothing to eat, no food, and you look at the abundance of food that we have, and how some farmers are paid not to grow food because we have so much, or you go by a restaurant, you see all the food thrown out, and just the abundance, and yet there are people starving. I mean, how do we grope with that and deal with that? And you put down starvation on the sheet. Asked some other folks what they thought. And so one said, well, you know, in this world today with the technology we have, this technology is making our world smaller and smaller and smaller. We're encountering and bumping into people from different cultures, different languages, different textures of humanity. And how do we learn to kind of be together in this world that's kind of shrinking? Okay, you know, technology, the world is shrinking. Another youth raised a hand and said, related to starvation, the issue of drought. How many folks in the world have absolutely no water or very little water? Families that have to live on perhaps a bucket of water a day to clean, to drink, to bathe. How do we deal with this issue of drought in our world? I wrote down drought. And that list went on. So Brian McLaren kind of drew back and he looked at these two sheets. And he said to himself, when he reflected on the gospel, reflected on the message of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus, Jesus would have been onto this chart. These were the issues, not specifically those issues, but the issues of humanity, poverty, oppression, struggles of humankind. It would have been there. Yet when he asked the youth about what their churches were about, it was parking lots, hymnals, staff issues. And don't get me wrong, I've been a priest a long time, and those things are important. but what's interesting is that the youth asked about what church is about, those are the things that surfaced. They didn't connect those to church. Do you know what I'm saying? And so how in this shift, in the midst of this shift that we're in as church, not just as St. Paul's, but as church, as we use the phrase, let us go to Galilee. That's what that phrase is about. To go to Galilee, to go to the world, to go where Christ already is, where the risen Christ is. And in going to those places and those experiences, not only encountering the risen Christ, but encountering the folks that the risen Christ is introducing us to in relationship. That to me is church. We still need parking lots. We still, you know, instead of Rusty, we still need hymnals. Not doing away with that stuff, but all of that exists to support us in our inner journey and in this journey going outward. And what I want to share with you today is I may be going out on a limb here. I haven't asked our youth this question, but in terms of looking at where we are as a parish community, I suspect some of the youth may correct me on this. I suspect if we were to ask our youth from St. Paul's, tell me about your church. Tell me about your congregation. Where is the energy in your church? I think they would immediately respond to a list like this. Does that make sense? I think our youth would say, you know, they may not use this language, but you know, we're gone to Galilee. You know, we're a church about refugees and reaching out to the refugees. We're a parish that builds homes with Habitat for Humanity. We're a parish that reaches out to the Appalachian Service Project to work with people in rural poverty and improve their living conditions. You know, we're a parish that's about go do, reaching out into our community. You know, we're a parish that is involved in Stop Hunger Now, trying to feed the poor of this world. I think our youth would say that. And I want to share with you, from my perspective, I feel good about that. And I think that that's their experience because you have led that. The leadership of this parish, the members make up this parish. We have claimed those to be important things. We did a visioning process a few years ago where we talked about wanting hands-on outreach. We want to be in relationship with folks. And to see that beginning to be lived into, being lived into. And so as we gather together today, I want to give you a sense of confidence that I think St. Paul's is growing into that maturity. I think we're moving into a new experience of what life can be as a church, as a congregation. There are things we need to continue to do. And these two flip charts, these are not either ors. Don't misunderstand me. All of this is significant to us. And it supports the mission that we have. We have to fix air conditioners. We have to fix roofs. We have to repair windows. Because it's a place for us to gather, but then we're sent forth to do the work of the gospel as well that in the world. And so I want to offer that to you today as a snapshot. I think it's a good place that we find ourselves in. I think our not only St. Paul's, but the church itself is going through this kind of new understanding of who it needs to be. This was Bishop Curry's great gift, I think, to our diocese in terms of the "Let us go to Galilee." And now as presiding bishop, talking about the Jesus movement, that Jesus, in a sense, didn't come to create a church, but to create a movement that brings us out into the world to that flip chart, to those kinds of things in our world today. And so our diocese is going through this transition as well. And on a diocesan level, share with you that we're in a time of transition as well in the diocese as we seek and move towards the election of our next bishop. And today at the Prayers of the People, we'll be saying a prayer for the bishop's search. Our diocese has asked all the congregations, particularly at a recent pre-convention meeting, to include this prayer in our weekly gatherings, to pray for our parish community, our diocesan community, as we go through this process of searching for a new bishop, our next bishop, who will continue to lead, I hope, into this, into Galilee, into where the church needs to go and be in its life. So I share those thoughts with you today. And I want to thank our staff. I want to thank the leaders of this parish for all that they provide. All the ministries are led by a leader. There are 60 ministries. That's 60 leaders, plus the staff that we have here at St. Paul's. I particularly want to thank all of them and particularly thank our staff and highlight to you that we have a good group of folks who are on our staff. But I also want to remind you, from a stewardship point of view, only four of those staff are full-time. We only have four full-time staff, and those full-time staff are Javier, Melanie Fairbrother, our office manager, Christine Ingram, who's actually full-time with two part-time jobs, part-time children's ministry, part-time parish administrator, and the other full-time person is me. So there's four full-time folks. Everyone else is part-time. The leadership of our big programs are part-time positions. And, you know, Rusty with music, Leah with youth, Christine with children's ministry is a part-time. Our folks over in the preschool, you know, they're all part-time positions. And yet what remarkable work is being done by our entire staff. And they are to be commended. And to share with you as parishioners, we want to continue to keep our staff and be able to reward them and honor them in terms of how we compensate our staff. And also realize that the cost, like you experiencing in the workplace, the cost of medical insurance is on the rise. Last year we started a process of making our staff contribute towards their insurance as those rates continue to go up. So the demands on our staffing, also demands on our parish as we expand, as our programs expand, we need to continue to grow in our support. And so from the stewardship point of view, I invite you to really pray on what you can pledge this year. We're going to, next Sunday will be Stewardship Sunday, ask you to bring your pledge here, or you can pledge online. Javier was just telling me at the end of the annual meeting, he just went on his phone and pressed the buttons and made his pledge. Took you about a minute, 60 seconds. to make a pledge. And so it's easy to do, but pray about what it is you're going to pledge. And there's pledge forms in the pews today. You can either fill it out today or bring it home with you. Pledge online, bring it back next Sunday. But I want you to know that, first of all, we are thankful. I am personally thankful for all that you do and all that you do give. And know that what you do and what you give has an incredible impact. And I think you should feel good about St. Paul's and where we are as a parish community as we live into this call together. So those are my thoughts today. There's no real wrap-up to this. I just want to thank you all for all that you do. And as we continue, as I always say, it's a line I use a lot, but live into the dream and the vision of who God has for this faith community.